Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our text for meditation this morning comes from the Gospel according to St. John, the 10th chapter, where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep." It's one of the most common metaphors used in Holy Scripture, that of the shepherd and his sheep. In the Psalms, 5 different instances, the psalmist refers to God's followers as sheep and living in his pasture. And what better image paints our relationship with our Savior? As Jesus as our good shepherd, and we as his sheep. I'm sure you've all seen the good shepherd picture. It hangs on the front wall of the sanctuary in my vicarage congregation. And I have it hanging in my office, a picture of that photo, that painting, in my office at home. It's the good shepherd standing there with a little white lamb held in the crook of his arm as he leads the fuzzy, furry flock on down the path. And it's a powerful image because it reminds us, in this world filled full of dread and sorrow and trouble and uncertainty, the good shepherd still seeks out his sheep, and then he makes us lie down in green pastures and leads us beside the still waters. But in our modern context, this image can be misleading. And I don't mean the image of the good shepherd, but the image of those snowy white little critters that we call sheep. How do you usually visualize sheep? You know, Scripture's calling you a sheep, and that is not too flattering of a compliment. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. But the sheep who are pasturing out in the open country are anything but white. They're downright filthy. Day by day, all of that thick wool acts like a magnet, sponging up every kind of dust and dirt that might blow by. And then when it rains and they walk through the puddles, mud cakes on their underbellies and hangs from the wool. And there's probably no reason to mention the poo berries that hang from their backsides. Sheep also have interesting personalities. They have a keen sense of flocking together. And that flocking instinct is the only protection they have from predators other than fleeing. You see, there's safety in numbers as they flock together. And if one sheep lags behind or wanders away, he's easy prey for the predator, for the wolf, and for the thief. They also have a strong following sense, which can be a good thing, but in most cases for the sheep, when they follow each other, their own leader, it can end in tragedy. They have been known to follow one another off a cliff. All of this sounds very unflattering, but the truth is, you and I are sheep. We are the sheep of God's flock, and just like the sheep of the field, our fleece is anything but white. Mud of unrighteousness and impurity cake on you, weighing you down into doubt and despair. And the daily winds of the unbelieving world bombard you with dust and dirt and all kinds of foreign matter that stick to you. Berries of unholiness dangle from your words and your deeds. And when you stray away from the flock of Christ's church, you are an easy target for the predators out there. Satan roaring like a lion looking for someone to devour. Thieves bent on stealing your faith and chasing you into the valley of the spiritual dead. Maybe you become startled like a sheep and flee, causing you to flee from the flock. Whether it's being rejected by a friend, receiving an incurable diagnosis, or just a horrible diagnosis, or the death of a loved one. The prophet Isaiah writes, "We all, like sheep, have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way." Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd." He's implying here that there are also bad shepherds. And indeed, there are bad shepherds. There are shepherds like the Pharisees who are in the preaching business only for the money. They think it's a position of power and prestige. There are shepherds who like to preach a prosperity gospel, that God will fund your 401k so you'll have a luxurious retirement. Shepherds who preach a therapeutic feel-good gospel, giving you so many steps to a successful and abundant life. So the bottom line is, you and I, we're lost, we're dirty, we're skittish sheep. And our situation is so serious that God had to do something. So he took a radical, unconventional move. He sent his only begotten Son into the world in the flesh of a man to dwell among us dirty, stinking sheep living in this dusty and muddy pasture of a broken world. Ordinarily, the shepherd will care for the flock as best as he can, but shepherds do not die for their flock. But Jesus is not the ordinary shepherd. He is the good shepherd who came for that purpose of laying down his life for the flock. Your good shepherd comes to you because you are helpless, you are harassed. He comes to serve you in ways that you cannot be served on your own. And as his sheep, you simply receive his gifts. Jesus came into this broken world, not because you asked him to, but because he loves you. He knew you needed a Savior, so he laid down his life for you and for all mankind. Our intro this morning begins with verses 14 and 15 of our gospel lesson, and from there it goes into Psalm 23. We usually relate the 23rd Psalm to funeral texts because of the valley of the shadow of death. But here, you hear how your good shepherd works for you every day. It begins, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." You have no need or want. Why not? Because the shepherd comes to you. He makes you lie down in green pastures. He leads you beside still waters. He restores your soul. He leads you in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And then here in the middle of the psalm, the mood changes. Your life is getting desperate. You've had that tragedy in your life, whether a good friend has rejected you, a spouse, an illness, or a death in the family. The psalmist changes the mood as he writes, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." You don't have to fear because you have a good shepherd. The psalmist switches from an impersonal third person pronoun to a more intimate and personal second person tense. And he is still doing the work. The psalmist says, "For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. This is a personal and intimate conversation that you have with your good shepherd, who knows you, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, he has led you to know him. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd, I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Your shepherd knows you, and he knows that you need a Savior. So your good shepherd became the sacrificial lamb, laying down his life for you, dying your death in your stead on Mount Calvary. And then by taking up his life again in his resurrection, the lamb has gone back to being your good shepherd. He has created this intimate relationship between you and your heavenly Father. And today, to God the Father, you're no longer a dirty, stinking sheep, because your fleece has become white as snow. It has been washed and made white in the blood of the Lamb of God. He has taken away all dirt and grime of your sin and unrighteousness. And today the Good Shepherd feeds you in the pasture of his word. He leads you beside the still waters in holy baptism. It's the spring of living water that gives you spirit and life. He satisfies your hunger by feeding you with heavenly bread and the cup of life through his own body and blood. Yes, your cup runneth over with eternal blessings. The name of your good shepherd is Jesus Christ. There is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Your good shepherd didn't lay down his life just to set a noble example. Giving his life was your atoning sacrifice. He allowed himself to be devoured by death because he is the Paschal Lamb whose blood is shed to take away the sin of the world. His death pays the wages of your sin, and his precious blood redeems sinners such as you and me from sin, death, and the devil. By this we know love, that Christ Jesus laid down his life for us. Your good shepherd laid down his life, and he passed through death and the grave, and he has taken it up again in his resurrection. So as you travel through this life in this dirty and sinful world, whether you're walking over the highest mountaintops or you're struggling through the depths of despair, even through the valley of the shadow of death, you have nothing to fear. Your good shepherd has already walked that way, and he is walking with you and leading you through this life, leading you through this life and through death and unto eternal life. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life, and you shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.